available.
CBG, this is Whiskey 2 Juliet Kilo Tango.
Yes, sir, this is K4 CBG in the Liberty area. How are you this morning?
Okay, name here is Eric. I'm located down here in Seneca. We're just down here taking stock of some of the damage. How are you doing today?
This is Carlos here. Just taking stock of what I have at home and at work.
Power up there as well?
At work and at home. I live over in Dinkinsville, work over in Liberty without power at both.
I drove through downtown Seneca a little bit this morning trying to get some supplies over to a friend, and it was a total war zone this morning. I could not believe what I was seeing. Yeah, I'd never seen anything like it in my life. But, yeah, the area of Seneca south of downtown, just north of my house, is pretty much destroyed.
Really? I haven't checked in with the news yet, but what do you see? Just down trees and power lines?
Power lines, roofs, vehicles. The Borg Warner plant was also destroyed. They found transfer cases littering Wells Highway in front of the plant. So, yeah, it was a big one.
Okay, I was unaware of that. I guess it sounds like you all got the worst of it. We got some high winds at the house around 3 in the morning, and I don't believe I've ever heard that locomotive sound before in my life, but I heard it last night.
By the alert that went off on my cell phone, and about 2 minutes after that, that locomotive sound showed up, and it was all I could really do to think to put on some pants and grab all the dogs and cram into the little bathroom off my bedroom and just, you know, wait for it to pass. But yeah, the house was shaken, and I didn't get any trees down because I got one tree down that took down one of my push-up masts, but you know, the previous windstorms we've been having had taken down most of the weak and dying trees. So luckily my house was okay, but about a half a mile north of me is where the tornado track went through the Mill Hill Village in Seneca, and it pretty much just wiped out everything.
What are you hearing in the ways of injuries?
I think that there's one death, and all I've been hearing all morning are fire truck and ambulance sirens, so I'm sure that there are many more injuries that are just now being gotten to, but yeah, it's pretty chaotic out there right now still. I think they're just trying to get the roads cleared up so they can get to people. Many of the roads have power lines and trees down across them.
Stay safe over there. Sounds like you made it through without any major issues, so glad for that, but I'll certainly keep all the others in my prayers. You all stay safe over there.
Carlos, we definitely appreciate the prayers anytime. You know, the Lord will bring us through this like he does everything else. So it's just a matter of, you know, just having the wherewithal to give it all to him and let him do his work. So, yeah, but we'll be definitely appreciative of that. And hopefully we'll get this thing cleaned up pretty soon. Last estimate I heard is we'll be out of power for at least a couple of days, possibly even longer, just depending on how quickly they can get the poles back up. I saw several telephone poles that were just snapped in the middle, so they definitely have their work cut out for them. But anyway, enjoy your day. I hope you can get all your stuff taken care of, and just we'll be listening today just for some more signs. This is W2JKT.
JKT, K4CBG, Carlos here. You ever use the Clemson repeater over there?
I'm the trustee for the Clemson Amateur Radio Club over there. So, yeah, we've got, I think all of our machines are still up. Our VNU machines were up this morning. I haven't checked our D-Star machine yet. And the guy that runs the DMR machine, I think he checked on it and it's running as well.
On that occasionally, I've only one time gotten a hit on that repeater.
HF analog machine in my sub receiver here. I'm running a TS790, so I have dual receive on V and U. So usually when I have the main VFO on V side, I have the RU machine in the B side. So 444-625 and a 156.7 PL on that one. I can usually be gotten on that one.
Maybe the UHF gets more traffic than the VHF. I'll try that one. K4 CBG, Carlos here. Have a good day, sir. What was the name again?
And I just appreciate the chat, Carlos. Yeah, our UHF machine is a 100-watt MSF machine, and the fee machine is only a 25-watt Yaesu rig. So the UHF gets out a little bit better, at least in the local area. Anyway, Carlos, have a great day. We'll talk to you later. This is W2JKT.
Thank you, Victor 1, Fox, Papa Tango Portable, week 4 testing.